Hi guys, welcome to the Dover Dives podcast. My name is Ashwin.
And my name is Allegra.
And today we're going to be doing an interview style podcast with all of the finalized head student candidates. So we have four of them at the moment. So our first candidate is Inez. Hi Inez, nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you.
So what makes you qualified for the role of head student?
I feel like I'm qualified for this role because last year I created the Dover Chronicle, which is the school newspaper, and that's something that I grew from a team of 2 students last year to 10 students this year, so I do have that experience with creating a student initiative myself. I also went to the UNICEF Summit in New York over the summer, so I kind of learned more about how to work in groups to have a greater impact on the community following these global initiatives, and I was part of a peer talk with 4 other students from Lord Anglia last week, in which we talked a lot about how you can take advantage of the opportunities at your school to have a greater impact in the global campus.
And what do you want to achieve if you get chosen as head student?
If I was chosen as head student, I really want to take Dovercourt's strengths of diversity and inclusion and see how we can implement them on a wider scale. I feel like we could create a better framework in the community for how students can take what they want, because something at our school is that not only do we have diversity in nationality, but also in viewpoints. And how can students take their passions and what they care about and their concerns and do something with them? Because I feel like students know what other students want, and if a certain number of students are able to engage with what they care about, this will create a more dynamic and robust community in which people really will interact more and, I guess, create a stronger sense of community not only within the school but also in Singapore and on a global scale as well.
Okay, and do you have a specific message for the students as to why they should vote for you?
Something I really want to say is to really think about, what do you care about? What are you interested in? This could be something like SG 30 by 30 or the global goals or something like that. And how can you implement this in the school or even outside of school? And really think about how you can get personal growth through doing something that you enjoy. So I really hope that you take initiative, spark change, and act now. And I hope you consider voting for me.
All right. Thank you for that.
Thank you very much.
And on to the next candidate.
And here's our next candidate, Astrid.
Hi.
Hi, Astrid. It's very nice to meet you. So what exactly is it that makes you qualified for the role of head student?
I would like to say that I have helped drive some change. If that was in year 6 when I discovered on a typing program that they didn't have a certain key and helping make that accessible for all, or helping drive Diversity Day and Awareness Day, specifically Dyslexia Awareness Day, because I am dyslexic. I also want to help be someone who aids for change. I want to help uplift students and sort of help them take on this challenge for change.
Thank you. And why did you want to be head student in the first place?
I think I want to help students get their voice in those SLT meetings and help students find passion for change, because I think we live in a world where it's so much focus on this old rules and stuff, and then we see those rules not working, like climate change. And I want to help empower our youth students in order to take on change, even if that's at a small scale, like at school.
Yeah, completely agree. And if you do become head student, are there any specific things that you want to do in that role?
I want to help make ISAMs a little bit more accessible, because I've had friends who have had their names mispronounced. And with this, I want to help make ISAMs have phonetical pronunciations, IPA, which would help teachers pronounce the students' names correctly. Although this is a little thing, I know that many students would really find this more accessible and making our school a better place. I also want to integrate pathways, so taking pathway 3 and 2 and socializing them more together, because that is what the school's about, and helping with creating more friend groups between those, because I feel like they're so much more separated once pathway 3 got their own building, which is great for them, but also not great that we can't see them as often and socialize with them as often.
Thank you. And do you have a final message you want to share with any of our listeners?
Vote for Astrid, because I'm running for change. Run for the future.
Thank you very much.
And here with candidate number 3, Shia. So good to see that you're running for president, Shia. What makes you qualified for the head student role?
Well, just to summarize, I have been the MUN chair 2 years in a row for Security Council. I have done a leadership summit outside of school, which was took place in America, but it was over Zoom due to COVID. That was called the Global Youth Leadership Summit. Okay. I was basketball captain throughout year 11, and I was part of student council back in year 10, which was also my first year joining Dover.
Thank you. And why did you want to be head student?
Well, I mean, I love Dover, and I think we do so many great things in terms of academics and even outside of academics. However, I think student experiences and student life can be improved so much, as I really value having those relationships between students and teachers and making an environment where students want to come here and can have memories that are outside of academics. Because let's be realistic, after you get your GCSE grades, did you guys care about it too much? It was like, it was a short-lived like happiness. So whereas if I ask you about the formal, how much did you enjoy that?
Quite a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
Exactly. So I want to create more of those experiences and just make our community more closer together.
Yeah, that's very good. And aside from that, is there anything in particular that you want to do once you get the role?
Yes. So my two main things are empowerment and collaboration. So what I mean by this is I want to create an environment where all students' voices are heard, and whether that's ideas, opinions, or concerns, I want to make sure that students know that they're being listened to, and whatever they are thinking about, the student body, or I guess the higher up role positions, that doesn't mean anything. They're just there to make sure that they're a linkage between you and teachers and making you create that change. I also want to have more student-led activities, such as student-led clubs, as ECAs are great and stuff like that. But if you see, like, throughout the school, that there's so many people doing such cool things. Like, if you look at the year 8, they're all crocheting, which I think is really cute. So I create an opportunity for them to showcase their skills and do interests and, again, become closer together. Lastly, to have more school community experiences, such as fundraisers, which could like obviously raise money at the same time having a great time, having UN days so we can celebrate our differences, diversities, and just have a great time, and make more closer activities, such as sports games. Like, we should be having really good audiences there to support our Dover Wolves, and just, again, make our community closer.
Perfect. And do you have one final message to anyone who's listening?
Well, I would love to have your vote. My slogan is Baines for Change. So keep that in mind when voting. And if you have any questions, just let me know.
Well, I love your slogan.
All right, thank you for your time, Chad.
Thank you. And here we have our final candidate, Abraham.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Abraham. Good to see that you're running for the role of a head student. So what qualities do you have that you think makes you qualified for this leadership role?
I would say that I am a strong communicator, so I'm able to talk to teachers and students and other staff members.
Okay.
And I think that would be like a key role for a head student, as you need to be able to understand teachers and students' problem and find solutions with other members of the change-making community.
And why did you want to enroll for head student in the first place?
So originally there was two reasons why I wanted to become head student. One of them is I often find leadership role is quite intriguing, and I think I can bring out my full potential, as I consider myself quite sociable and able to inspire others. And the other reason, quite basic, however, I'm quite ambitious, so for my university applications, I do feel that a head student is a great role.
Yeah, definitely. It does look good on applications. And are there any specific things that you'd want to do if you got the role of head student?
Again, going back to the communicating aspect, I've talked to many students around school, and many of them said that there's a lack of communication between teachers and the staffs and the school students, as most of the students' problems aren't being heard by the staff. So if I were to be head student, I would try to find a solution where students can comfortably talk to me and find solutions for their problems.
Thank you. And do you have a final message you want to any of our listeners to hear?
Never back down, never what?
Never give up! So yeah, that was all four of the candidates. In my opinion, and I'm sure you'll agree, Allegra, they're all very, very qualified for the role.
Absolutely, so yeah.
Just make sure you think carefully about your vote and vote for who you genuinely think impressed you the most and who you want to be your president. So that's it for this episode, guys. Thank you for
listening.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll see you on the next one. Bye.